नमः रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय हते नमः। युद्ध कांड चैप्टर नंबर 36 रावण सेट्स गार्ड्स ओवर लंका। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। रावण अप्रोचिंग द आवर ऑफ हिज डिस्ट्रक्शन कुड नॉट स्टैंड द वेल मेंट एडवाइस ऑफ माल्यवान, but seized with a fit of mad fury, he knit his brows frightfully, rolled his eyes all around, and cried, "The words you utter as most conducive to my good fall unpleasantly upon my ears. They will never do me good. They pierce my ears like sharp arrows. It seems that your heart inclines towards the enemy. It is unworthy of you. Rama is but a man. Strength is a thing that is unknown to that class of beings. Further, he is weak by nature, single and unaided. He depends help on puny monkeys and bears. Driven away from the kingdom by his father, he has made the forest his only home. And this fellow seems to you a hero against whom none can stand. I am the lord and master of all these Rakshasas. The very devatas tremble at my sight. I am endowed with all the noble excellences of a great warrior. I am in your eyes weak and puny. It is not expedient for you to speak to me such harsh words. Perhaps you envy me, born as your kith and kin, and pure and peerless as a warrior. Or is your heart partial towards Rama, my enemy? Do you speak thus harshly to me at the very bidding of my foe? How otherwise can one of high intellect and erudition dare to speak to me thus rudely and offensively? What you say may be true. It may be conducive to my highest interests. Even so, is Sita an object to be easily secured? Sita, who is like the goddess Lakshmi come down from her lotus throne, how shall I bring myself to take her back to Rama, simply out of fear that he might harm me? A few days more, and you will see that I destroy Rama and Lakshmana, and together with them, Sugriva and his army that trusted in their might. Yes, none of them shall leave a trace behind. Indra and his Devas dare not face me on the battlefield, and I... am I to be afraid of meeting your Rama in battle? You are old and gray. You are my grandfather. You wish me well. It is painful for me to speak to you thus harshly. You advise me to restore Sita to Rama simply because you stand in fear of Rama. Let that be. Any kind of harm may befall me. I may be cut in twain. Yet it is not in my nature to bow to another, whether it is Rama or anyone infinitely more powerful than he. You said, the present is not favorable to you. You are weak, and so I advise you to befriend your foe. Never shall I do so. It may be against the science of polity. I still will not do it. It is a fault that is born with me. How can a man put away his nature? Can the leaves of neem tree turn into honey? Amazement and fear fill your heart when you see the causeway built by Rama across the sea. It is a matter of chance, a mere coincidence, like the crow sitting on a palm tree and the fruit falling therefrom. This is nothing special. Would anyone be frightened at this? Rama has crossed this little span of water and has come here with his forces. And this suits me nicely. It saves me the trouble of going in search of all these foes in order to kill them. Massed together, they have come where I am, so that I may destroy them easily and all at once. But one of them will go back alive, I swear it. Malivan saw that the ruler of Lanka was angry with him. He was ashamed that his well-meant counsel had proven fruitless. He answered not a word. He saluted the king with, "Victory, ever victory to thee." Taking leave of Ravana, he went back to his palace. Then Ravana took deep counsel with his ministers. He gave careful thought by himself to the advice and took the necessary measures to guard his capital. Prahastha was posted at the eastern gate, Mahaparshva and Mahodar at the southern gate. Indrajit, master of illusions, was placed in charge of the western gate. Shuka and Sarana were placed at the northern gate. Ravana stayed in his palace. Virupaksh, one of the bravest and the best of the Rakshasa warriors, was placed in command over the forces at the center of the city. Having thus stationed guards all around Lanka, he rejoiced to think that there was nothing more left for him to do. This view was entirely consonant to his changed fortunes. Then he gave leave for his ministers and counselors to depart, and with the salute of victory, ever victory to thee, ringing in his ears, he entered into the inner apartments.
Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dharanjaya Sarva Bhoomaya Mangalam.